Now, you're probably wondering where I disappear to, because I'm normally rambling on throughout my show, but I was having a great old chat. I've not met Luke before. I've got Luke Adams from Brentwood. He's the Brentwood ambassador for Biscotti Brentwood, and he's here to talk about marketing. And we've just been having a... We've just been talking
about marketing. Yeah, I'm a bit passionate and I get into the subject and I love it, so thank you for having me. It's the first time I've been at this time slot.
Will you ever come back? That's what I want to know.
It depends how well I'm treated, but I've had coffee, which is nice,
and you just have to make it yourself, which is always a good thing.
That's good as well.
Now, if there's businesses out there and they're wondering who Biscotti are, tell us about who they are and how you got involved.
So Biscotti, Business Biscotti, is a nationwide network group, and I have got involved, which is run by a lady called Sue Reeves, and she set up all these different networking events in different locations. And the idea is if you're a member of the Biscotti group, you can go to all of them for free.
Yeah.
So about 12 months ago, somebody asked me if I could help them run the Brentwood version of Biscotti, because it was he was moving on to another networking group. I think he was setting up his own networking group, funny enough, for his company, which benefited his particular product and service, because he saw the value of networking and how it can help businesses. And he knew that I was considering, I do a lot of helping businesses, and he liked, I presented at his event, and he said, could you run this one, because it's dying, the numbers are dying, they're dwindling, etc. And as I'm in marketing, I said, yeah, no problem, I should be able to fill a room full of businesses wanting more help on marketing and business services. And that's what we did, and now we get around about 40 to 50 businesses setting up every single month, mingling. It's very open networking. It's there's a little bit of structure. I have to keep everyone with some kind of goal, ambition, which is really important. But it's free-flowing. Come in, have a conversation, meet people. But it's not just about business. This is really important about networking. It's not just about coming into an event, hoping to get some leads, hoping to convert those leads into customers. You could use it to energize yourself if you're self-employed and you've only got yourself. Well, you need to speak to other business owners. You need to hear about other people's problems and how they've overcome business challenges. So you can use it for that. It could be for referral-based. I always think of networking, you don't necessarily want to be trying to sell to people in your room. You want to identify people in that room that could be a really good salesperson for you. So let's say a simple example is an accountant may be able to refer their clients to you, so therefore find the accountant. That accountant may build trust with that accountant. They understand exactly what you do, what you're looking for, and then they have 300-500 customers. They can therefore come across that. Their customer will need your product service quicker than you going out to try and find them.
Yeah.
So you find your network of what I call key influencers and introducers, so that they build up your business. And that's what networking is all about. It's not just about going out selling it to your room, but also to learn as well.
Do you have when you're there, and do you actually sort of run different sort of events on different subjects to do with business as well?
We what we tend to do is at it starts at 9:15. It's open networking, so you go and mingle, so it can be quite a busy room. If you're shy and you've introverted like I am, believe it or not, like I am, just come up to one of the ambassadors, come up to myself, and I will guide you through that process, introduce you to people, so you're not left floundering and thinking, what am I doing here? And about 10:30, we do one of two things. One, it could be a presentation for literally 10 to 15 minutes on a subject matter, which could be something to do with marketing. It could be on one of the other businesses that are there. In some instances, we go around the room and people stand up for 20 seconds and say, hey, my name's Luke Adams, I'm the CEO of Digital Blank, and this is what I do, and this is how I can help you.
Yeah.
It just depends. Sometimes with 40 to 50 people there, that can take quite a long time. And also some people are too scared to do it and they don't do it. So it really does depend. We try and mix it up. We try not to do the same thing each time. But we also want to make sure that you get your message to as many people as possible, so that you can build up those referrals, you can build up those influences, and you can also sell your products and services directly. I'm really passionate about helping businesses grow and sell more products and services. It's not just about having a chat, being nice. I help explain to people that you should be coming to our event 3, 4, 5, 6 times. But look, if it's not working, if it's not bringing in the results, whether it be from an emotional point of view, whether it be from an education point of view or a monetary point of view, then you need to question why you're coming.
Yeah.
And by all means, come to me and say, hey, look, I've been 7 times, 6 times, 5 times, 4 times, and I thought I was going to get X from it, and I'm not. And I will be able to quickly identify and say, you know what, this is the wrong group for you, or we need to change something that you're doing to make it the right group for you.
Yeah.
And it's not just about coming to our group. I encourage you to go to a multitude of networking. If you think of turning up to my event once a month, there's only 12 events in the year. You're not going to get to know me very quickly if you only met me once a month. Now, let's say you were trying to sell your product and service to me. It would take you approximately 7 months if you just met me once a month for me to build trust, engage with you, and understand exactly what you do. Because I'm typically, from a marketing perspective, it takes 7 points of contact. So once a month, it's going to take 7 months. So what you could do is find out what other events do I go to and stalk me.
I knew you were going to say that.
But all of a sudden, you're becoming my new best friend. You're appearing at other events to go to. Another really good thing for networking is, imagine you have a target audience. So you know that your specific audience, let's say, is in manufacturing. Well, rather than come to my networking event hoping that I have someone in your particular field, why not invite your target audience to my event? If you invite 1,000 people on your prospect list that you've never met before, you've never seen them, but you've got the list of them, and you send an email saying, hey, I'm going to this great event on X date. Are you going to be there? Well, of 1,000 people, there's a good chance that 5 of those people will turn up. So therefore, you've now got a room with 5 of your perfect audience in that room. And bear in mind that when we are networking, even in an open networking environment, we really only connect with 5 to 6 people in that time frame. Therefore, why not have it the exact people you want, rather than what I call hope marketing, hoping that I've filled the room with the audience you want. So you can really use networking as a nice soft meeting ground by inviting your perfect audience to a place that's not salesy. It's not, you know, you're not asking them to go to your office, or you're not saying, can I come into your office, which you know is an opportunity to present and sell. But if that's an uncomfortable position for you, get them to a safe environment that if they don't like you, they can walk and mingle with other people. That's what's really good about networking events. Invite your audience to a safe ground. There's a greater chance of them saying, yes, I'll come.
Now, we will go through the website and Twitter at the end, and also where you guys meet. We were talking about marketing. We were just starting having a little chat about marketing. You were here about 45 minutes ago, and I was listening going, whoa. I was like, better get you on air, Luke, because I was just, you know, you've got really, I think what comes off from you, you're so enthusiastic. And I think if you're talking to somebody about marketing, you must boost other people who might be a little bit shy or not very confident to think, I can do it. I can do anything. And that's a good thing about marketing, and having somebody who knows about marketing.
It is. And what's important is not to get overwhelmed. Sometimes I do give so much information, so much knowledge, because the way you want to help everybody, and therefore I'll give all this knowledge, all this information, and someone goes, great, I'm ready to go, oh my word, so much, what do I do next? And that's where I always encourage people to get a marketing expert. I'm not saying me, there's plenty of good marketers out there. But importantly, if you are hiring a marketing firm, a marketing individual, make sure you do not abdicate to that marketer, but delegate. Imagine them being, they're working for you or with you. And don't just say, well, I'm paying that person X thousands of pounds, X hundreds of pounds, or X pounds, therefore I'll leave it to them. You wouldn't pay a hairdresser to cut your hair and not guide that hairdresser through the process, not giving them indications of what you like, what you don't like. You don't close your eyes and at the end of it you turn, oh my word, what on earth have they done?
You're looking at my hair now going, in my case, maybe.
But what you are actually doing is you're guiding them. Well, it's the same with the marketers, because a marketer is very rarely going to understand your business as well as you do. And you have to work with that person to make sure that they understand it as much as they can within the budget and time constraints that they've allocated to your project. Where you will excel with your marketer is having regular contact and telling them the problems that you're trying to solve.
Mm.
So what is the problem that you're trying to solve for your customer, but also what is the problem that you're trying to solve for your business? So do you want more leads? Do you want more conversions? Is it web traffic that you want? Do you want online stuff? What is your client's thinking? What's perfect client? And your marketer should really be talking through that process with you. And ideally, if they've done it before, if they've sold, which I always find it's important, if your marketer has never sold a product, how can they market it very well?
Yeah.
Because they've never been through the full sales cycle. Marketing simply makes the sale easier. If it's good marketing, then guess what? There's less aggressive selling because the person has already heard about your product or service before they get to the point of selling. If there is no marketing, that's why sometimes you'll get cold calls from call centers, double glazing, etc. It's because their marketing is non-existent and their only marketing message is when they pick up that phone, and therefore it's got to be aggressive because there is very, very little time from you picking up the phone to closing that particular opportunity.
Does it have to be, when people, I suppose, think about marketing, immediately if you're a small business or whether you're, you know, self-employed, you see pound signs, you think this is going to cost me a hell of a lot of money to, you know, because you think of big corporate companies having marketing sort of wings of their company. So for self-employed or people with very small companies, is it quite inexpensive to
do? It can be inexpensive. Think of it as how much is it going to be to buy your product or service that you're selling. So if you're making £50 profit on a product, so it's a low ticket item and you're going to have to sell lots of them to earn the income that you potentially want, then you just simply scale it. That, let's say, for argument's sake, it's a 50% profit margin. You're almost adding 50% to it. You really should be spending about 25% of your revenue on marketing and sales, minimum. Because how are you going to scale if not? You can't do it all yourself. And if you're claiming to be the expert in something, let's say hairdresser, solicitor, accountant, car mechanic, doesn't really matter. If you're an expert in that and you want people to come and buy your products and services as the expert, why would you think you can also do a highly skilled mathematical thing like marketing or selling? In fact, if I always think as marketing is, it's far easier than selling. Sales is by far harder. We have all been through sales and we've sold over £100 million worth of products and services for our end clients directly. So we've actually picked up the phone, we've used social media, we've gone in to see meetings. We actually really ensure that we do the sale as well if need be. But marketing is just positioning, right? So going back to your budget point of view, it's like the stock market. If you put £10 in, you should get £12 out.
Yep.
Not you put £10 in, you get £100 out. That we would all close the banks. We would all say, you know what, we don't need to invest in that. Let's just give all the money to Luke. We'll give him £10 and he'll turn it into £100. Think of it as a profit margin. Similar thing. If I put £10 into marketing, I want to make sure that I'm getting a 20%, 30% return on my money. If I get more, great. But a lot of small businesses think, well, I'll pay £300 and they want £2,000 back. Well, from that side, think of the percentages. It's ridiculous. So the idea is scale. If you put £300 in and you get £400 back, the next month put £320 in and get £450 back and keep scaling. That's the way to manage your budget.
And it also isn't just to say you're going to do something for 3 months. It's, as you said, you've got to continually do this and also not get too safe. Because if you are just, say, you're a local hairdresser or a local, you've got your little business, you know, you've got your little group of people, but there are other people that could be coming into your business. And sometimes I think businesses get quite, probably lazy would be the word.
There's two sides of it. So some people will say to you, let's say you're advertising in a magazine, and well, you've got to do it for 6 months, right? So why do they say you've got to do it for 6 months? That's predominantly based on brand awareness, repetition. So if you think of, if I can mention them on there, Café Rouge, a great restaurant, they email market out every single week with 30% discount codes. Now, I may not want Café Rouge, but it's keep in at the forefront of my mind.
I can and see it. As soon as you see the cafe, I can see the signage and everything.
You can see it. You can see their email. The email comes through and you've always got a discount code. And whilst there's always a sale, in fact, if you ever go in there, you'll just look on your app and you'll find 30% discount. The fact is, There's how many times have you walked past a restaurant and you go, oh, I forgot to go to that.
Yeah.
I haven't been for ages. And that's because they're not marketing.
Mm.
So it clearly works, that repetition. So going back to the point of the should you market for 6 months, you've really got to understand what is it that you're trying to achieve out of marketing. So there's things called direct response. So I want to send a message out via email, radio, TV, and I want a direct response back today. We did one for Orange, the phone, years ago when it was called Orange. Now EE, I think. Yep. It's changed a number of times. BT have just bought EE. And that was a direct response. So Orange were launching at the time, and what they wanted to do was create an advert on TV, and they wanted a response back. But if you look at things like Coca-Cola, they're just brand creation. They just want to keep at the forefront of your mind. And what you've got to understand, based on the budget that you've got, what is it that you want? And how is that marketing going to give you what you want? So it's all well and good to say, well, we want more customers. That's what we want. We want more customers. Okay, well, let's say we're going to do an advert on TV. How is that going to give you more customers? What's the process? What's the call to action from the advert? I see an advert. What do I do next? Mm. Is it there just to create brand awareness and remind me that you've got a brand? Or is it immediately call for a discount code? Is it immediately call for some free gift? Or, and that's what you've got to identify and allocate your budget according to what you're after.
Mm.
It's not all necessarily about someone picking up the phone. People very rarely do. When was the last time you saw an advert in a newspaper and picked up the phone there and then?
Mm.
But you may have cut out a discount code.
Yeah.
You may have looked at an email or received an email, and that's had a discount. And they're called value offers. They're called engagement value offers. So I'm engaging with you to make sure you take action. And that what you're giving me is something of value for low risk. And typically, I trade my email address for that value.
Mm.
So there's no, I mean, marketing can be quite a, or it comes across as quite complex. It's actually not. It's mathematics.
Yeah.
All we want is to spend a bit of money, drive what's known as traffic, footfall if it's, you know, offline, to a particular point and get that person to take action at some stage down the line.
Mm.
It could be immediate, it could be in a week, it could be in a month, 6 months, a year. And depending on the size of the product you're selling,
yep.
When I say size, value,
yep.
will depend how quickly you can get them to do it.
Mm.
And each product and each service can be different. But it's all math.
Yeah. Now, if you're out there and you're thinking, oh, I'm getting myself all over excited now because I think, oh, because you kind of make, you know, you're chatting to me and I'm self-employed and thinking, oh, and I have loads of ideas going through my head. But sometimes, as I said, when you're a small, medium business or you're self-employed, you've got so many other things that you're worrying about, paying the bills and doing everything else. It would be fantastic to have a marketing person who go, can you help me? Can you help any business with your company? And we'll you know, chat with your company. Can it be any business?
We could help any business. When it comes to our speciality, it's direct response.
Mm.
So we like it when we're actually making a direct revenue as opposed to brand.
Yeah.
Although we do brand, and we've done a lot of high name, which we can't mention because of NDAs, but seriously big companies for the brand.
Mm.
That's not our speciality. We like it where you say, I've got £100, I want to turn it into £5,000. Mm. How do we do it?
Yeah.
And then we show you, look, these are the things that you can do, reinvest. And it doesn't go from £100 instantly to £5,000. We'll show you a plan. This is what you could do to achieve that.
Mm.
And all the different marketing things. So we can deal with small companies, one man, single, so, what I call solopreneurs, all the way through to enterprise.
Excellent. Well, you've enthused me today. It's been lovely to meet you. Hopefully you'll come in again.
I am. I'll be back in, well, we're doing a rotation, aren't we? So in probably 4 weeks.
4 weeks' time. So give a shout out for your company, by the way.
So the company that I am the CEO of is Digital Blank, and that specializes in actually helping marketers win more clients.
Yeah.
And we provide services to marketers.
Excellent. And if you want to find out more about Biscotti as well, in Brentwood, you have the... It's Merrigreen Manor, isn't it?
Merrigreen Manor. The next one, it's always the first Tuesday of every month. So that's a good thing to remember. And I think the first Tuesday is the 5th of April.
Mm-hmm.
It's 9:15. It's a £5 entry fee if you're not a member. You've got to pay for your teas and coffees. Some people don't need refreshment, so we didn't include it. We didn't put the price up and then include it because some people actually don't have any. I don't. I never have any when I'm there because I'm always hosting.
Yeah.
But yeah, £5 entry fee. If you're a member, it's £50 a year. So you can join. And what do you get for memberships? You get an opportunity to showcase your business. So you can get to present if you want to practice your skills and present in front of 30, 40, 50 people.
Yep.
You also get the attendee list. So what we'll do is save you getting everyone's business cards and running around trying to grab everyone. We'll send you the attendee list. And there's a few other benefits by getting discounts for particular services.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much to Luke Adams. If you want to find out more, it's all the W's at biscottibrentwood.co.uk. And you can also follow and find out news as well on BBB. I'm going to say this, BB Brentwood on Twitter.
Thank you very much.
Lovely. Nice to meet you. 11:58, we'll have some music and then we'll go...